A pharmacist at the Noguchi Memorial Research Institute, Susan Idwamankwa, has proposed that pharmacists be put in charge of drug accounts to manage the procurement of medicines at health centers. She is of the view that in most cases where hospital pharmacists are directly in charge of the drug account, the hospital hardly runs out of medicines. Speaking to Radio Ghana on recent pronouncements by the Ghana Chamber of Pharmacists to withdraw their services because of funds owed them, Madame Idwamankwa said a threat, if carried out, will affect health service delivery. She appealed to government to consider their plight, especially when raw materials or drug manufacturing are all imported. She spoke to Rita Mpabintete.
You cannot be doing charity. And the thing is that if you don't pay people in good time, you know, they will definitely run out of their stocks. But not only that, in a situation where the currency is depreciating so rapidly, if he was changing $5 to bring in the drugs, he now has to change in at least $8 or $9 to bring in the same amount of drugs. So if you keep his money for so long, you erode his profit and even sometimes his capital. So what we are doing is not sustainable for the businesses themselves. A loss of that job is a loss of jobs, which is not just thing, but for a lot of people. They have a point and their hands are tied.
So in the wake of this, what then should those into traditional medicine do? Because if the pharmacists, as you have just indicated, have a problem as a result of their monies not being released and all that, don't you think this is the time that maybe we will need our herbalists and our traditional...
But even the herbalists, you have to pay them. The principle is the same, whether it is herbal drug or it is orthodox drugs which you are bringing from outside. Because look, in fact, there's only one indigenous factory in this country that produces raw materials. All of them are bringing their raw materials from outside. Even if you say that they should just
step in
the locally manufacturers, they don't have the raw materials to prepare. They still have to bring in the raw materials from outside. Now, our herbalists, do they have the capacity to supply drugs to all the hospitals? I would want to urge that we do the right thing in this country and put the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy drug account so that they can plow the money back into it. If you want to, we can do the survey and realize that hospitals where the pharmacist is in charge of the drug account, they never run short of drugs. Mm-hmm. And that is the best way to run it. Not go and put the medical superintendent in charge and then he thinks of buying other things. You know, in the end, the money is depleted. He doesn't find the money to plow back into the pharmacy. And then you find that the pharmacy there has no drugs to serve to patients. Yeah. It affects the overall health service that they give out and, of course, the overall health of the patient.
You heard Susan Idwamankwa, a pharmacist at the Noguchi Memorial Research Institute, in that interview with Rita Mpabintete.